Hey, it's Allison Sullivan. I'm back with another episode of Go Ask Allison, all things real estate and beyond. On last episode that we recorded was like so freaking heavy. I needed a nap after we recorded. We talked about the NAR settlement, which is some heavy shit. It was like a lot of heavy lifting for a podcast. I like to try to keep them 30 minutes or less. We went like 42, I think, on that one or something. 40 plus. That was a lot. So we're going to do something like super lighthearted today. I've got Janine here. Woo-hoo! Hey, Janine.
Hey.
We're going to talk about fun stuff today. Ooh. It's actually Friday. So let's talk about...
It's Friday, girl.
Friday. They have at my podcast studio now, they have a hula hoop. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a very competitive hula hooper. Like, I don't do tricks or anything, but I could go for a long time. Like, I got hula hoop endurance, like, on a cruise ship. I will win that contest.
I have it on video.
Do you?
I can totally vouch for
Allison. Okay, yeah. I do, like, just a little shake of the hip, so it's not like a... Some people give it too much hip, and then you get tired. Just give it a little hip shake.
I have too much ass. Maybe that's why I can't do it effectively.
Well, maybe I don't...
You think it would, like, raise up because it's, like,
I have a small waist and bigger hips. So maybe that's part of the magic within. I don't know. I'm also an only child. So only children, like a hula hoop, could be your best friend.
True.
I'm a great jump roper, too. We talked about that. I hope you guys get a jump. You know what? I will bring a jump rope the next time I come because I have a lot of jump ropes.
That would be awesome. I can't jump rope with the size of my jugs, but I'm sure other
people
could
wrap them up.
Rope.
You could put a sports bra or two on and wrap them up. Yep. And you could do it. I'm promising. Because you really don't need to be a big jump. You could do, you'll see I do a little jump. Like my hula hoop's a little hip. I just do a little light jump. Just a little.
Are you the one at the gym that like does it really fast in the corner and all the guys and girls are just staring because they're like, holy crap.
I mean, I don't usually have a crowd standing around me in awe, but I try to.
You know that girl, right?
I know that girl.
There's always a girl at the gym.
One of my COVID projects was learning how to do double unders, like when you jump, but the rope goes around twice before you jump again. I can do 10, they call them dubs. I go to a CrossFit style gym, but they call them dubs. I can do 10 dubs in a row and then I pee my pants, to be honest.
I want to do a dub.
It's hard to remember like everything that you need to do when you're doing a dub. And so I'm like so focused, like I forget to breathe. I lose control of my bladder. It's a mess. A lot of girls pee their pants when they're doing the double unders. I can control my bladder a single skip, but
that would be me. I'd have to make a pelvic floor appointment.
Yeah,
or
I know.
Something.
I'm also good at crisscross. I could do crisscross. I could do like 100 crisscross. Yeah, we're gonna bring a jump rope in here and we're gonna have some fun because it's a nice little do a little cardio before you record a podcast. It gives you a little endorphin rush and then you talk about crazier shit.
It's cardio. For me, I'm watching someone do cardio, but for you, if I did it, it would just be amusement.
Okay. Whatever works. Whatever. Okay. Amusement, endorphins, whatever. Whatever.
Let's do it.
Today we're going to talk about the trending South Florida new thing of rooftop bars. Yeah. I am so into this rooftop bar thing. There is nothing better than literally sitting up in the sky and having a cocktail, the best time of day too, like happy hour, they call it golden hour, like when the sun is setting and the sky is pink and purple and orange and you're sitting up there in it, like drinking some reposado tequila with a little splash of grapefruit and a lime, like delish. Bring it on. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
That sounds amazing.
So much fun. We've done like the restaurants of Atlantic Ave and we've done, but today we're just strictly talking about bars on roofs. So we were talking that we were going to talk about this today, and we both reminisced on Roxy's on Clematis, which I have not been in a very long time. I Googled just now. They're open. So on Clematis, Roxy's, which is like a sports bar, still does have a rooftop bar. The last time I was there, actually, I know. So my roommate from college, who's still like one of my really good friends, a couple years older than me, and we went for her 40th birthday. We went to Lenora's for dinner, and then we went over to the Roxy's rooftop. So that was her 40th.
So
like,
fun. That's a
not
fun
Not to
night.
Tell everybody her age, but I want to say it was like 8 or 9 years ago. So I haven't been there in a minute. But so Roxy's kind of set the stage for what's to come in Palm Beach County. And I feel like, you know, like we had COVID. Everybody was like, where would be a great place to have a roof? A drink is on a roof. Like everybody started opening rooftop bars. Before we go on the roof, I forgot about this one, is my favorite bar. And it's not on a roof. Prime Catch in Boynton made that little, they call it Prime Island. There's like a little walkway to this bar that's on the intercoastal, like on the direct intercoastal. And there, it's like a square where you can all sit around. And then they have like little high top tables too. And like boats pull right up and dock on the bar. And it's great. The weather is, it's covered. So if it rains, you're covered and it's not like too hot. But that is great. You get the breeze off the intercoastal. Like a day like today, Friday, we should go. Get a drink.
That sounds amazing.
Huge shout out to Prime Catch. They did close. I think they had already planned on closing before even pandemic happens. They did a big renovation and they added that bar right around the time COVID happens. It was like good for them because they were maybe closed anyways. And then when they reopened with this bar, it was like, hell yeah. So yeah, you've never been? Yeah. It's like on in Boynton on Woolbright and the Intercoastal right there. It's a nice... like the nicest food you can get on the intercoastal. I would.
Like better than Two Georges or
Banana
Boat?
Oh my God. Yes.
Ooh.
Two Georges and Banana Boat is like prison food. I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying that. You never.
Let's go on the record by letting all of the audience of Allison know that she thinks that.
Banana Boat is a little better than Two Georges. It's like bar food, but it's. I mean,
they have the best shrimp cocktail ever at Two Georges. It's like huge shrimp.
Not as good as Prime Catch. Please go to Prime. They have
the prices
a
like,
seafood tower. They have a happy hour menu that is really good.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go check it out. Their food is really good at
Prime
Catch.
I'm down with that.
It's like the nicest restaurant, I think, on the water. I will eat food at Two Georges. It's not like I'm that bougie, but it's you go there for the drinks.
So the key lime drink. Yeah. The key lime
house.
Whatever it is at Two Georges. Like it is. I order several of them.
The key lime martini.
Or it's something key lime and it literally looks like a key lime pie in a glass. And
oh, yeah. Those are good. With graham cracker around them.
Yes. Yes. So good.
Yeah. There used to be a Tommy Bahama store in downtown West Palm. I think it's where Piss is now.
Mm-hmm.
And a really good friend of ours bartended. They had a bar in it. It was a Tommy Bahama store with a bar. And that was like their signature drink, the key lime pie martini. And I used to go there and get those all the time. I don't know if anybody remembers the Tommy Bahama store in downtown West Palm and ever went to the bar. My good friend Shane was the bartender.
The one
there.
In Clematis?
I feel like I need to call him after and be like, dude, he's actually sober now. He doesn't even drink. But I bet he would still make me one of those drinks. Yeah. Wait,
not the like one, not Clematis, but the one in Rosemary Square.
No, this was in Clematis, like near the fountain, like where Pistache is now. Or like Beer Garden or whatever, where that
really?
Is. There
wow.
was a Tommy Bahama store, like a clothing store.
Wow.
And then they had a restaurant and bar. And we'd go to the bar all the time and get the
Yum.
Key lime pie martini. I know. It was like a really nice wooden, pretty, but like Tommy Bahama, dark wood, real pretty. So now that we're in West Palm, we've talked about Roxy's rooftop. We're going to give some love to the Ben Hotel, has Spruzzo up on the roof. I feel like they set the stage for the rooftop scene because that was like an early adapter of the rooftop bar.
I've never been there.
You've never been there?
No.
Oh, it's fun. So it gets really packed and late it becomes young, which everything. Those young people, they hang out so late.
Yeah.
Sometimes I make it out with them and then I'm like, I should not be here.
They can go out all night and go to
one
work
at 8 a.m. One of these things is not like the other. But yeah. I can work a young crowd. But yeah, Spruzzo, they have a DJ that goes up there and it's right across the street. It's right on Flagler, like right across the street. So you're looking over on the intercoastal is really wide there too.
So close to E.R. Bradley's?
Yeah, it's right close to E.R. Bradley's and it's like where the boat show is too.
Oh,
so
okay.
I went one year during boat show, which was like shit show
Ooh.
Up there. Yeah. Lots of wealthy men up there.
Takers?
Any takers? No.
Allison Sullivan is single.
I'm a straight up angel, so I don't, yeah.
Oh, I thought that sentence was going another
way. No, straight up hoe? What?
No, straight up A something. Oh, I don't, okay. Anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, go there during the boat show. There's some people watching going down up at the Ben rooftop. Yes. Now, nice. There's another, so I have some girls that I hang out with that are West Palm girls. Like, I'm like a Delray girl. And they were telling me about this rooftop bar that I have not been to yet. It's called the Treehouse, and it's on a hotel. So that's one to check out. Maybe we'll report back on that at a later episode, but that's one I want to check out. And then while we're in West Palm Beach, newly opened, I have not been yet, but the Elizabetta's right there, which is, if you've ever been to the Elizabetta's in West Palm, not to like, I love the Elizabetta's in Delray, but the one in West Palm is nicer. It's like more open air. The one in Delray is, if you sit downstairs, you're like indoors. Yeah, and if you're upstairs, you're indoors too, unless you're out on the little balcony. But the one in West Palm is really nice. It's right next to Bradley's, right by the Intercoastal. So there's a nice breeze. It's a really beautiful restaurant. And they just made a rooftop bar. So we need to go check that one out, too. We're going to have to go rooftop bar hopping one day.
Can there be like a tour, like a food tour for that? Like a rooftop bar tour?
Oh, my God. I should rent a bus.
How fun would that be?
That would be super freaking
fun. You and all
fun.
Your friends, we just do rooftop bar hopping.
That would be like a great bachelorette party.
Can you imagine?
You know?
So fun.
Maybe I should quit real estate and become an event planner.
I think that would be amazing.
That's a good event. Rooftop bar hopping, Palm Beach County. We're basically doing it, and we're going to, in 30 minutes, give you the itinerary right now. So all you got to do is hire the driver.
So we do, like, signature cocktail from each rooftop bar.
Yes. Yes. We're going to have a key lime pie martini
and we
hula somewhere.
Or jump rope.
Yeah.
On the rooftop.
Do you ever go to Kimpton Hotels? They have a happy hour with free, like, pizza or a snack and wine every day at 5 in the lobby. But they also have a toy box usually. And a lot of times a lot of the Kimpton Hotels have hula hoops that you can use. Yeah.
I'm down.
Kimpton is
down
a great
games.
Hotel
I mean, look,
brand.
We've got a hula hoop and we've got a cornhole. We also have
Is
poker.
There even a Kimpton in Palm Beach County? I don't know.
I've never even heard of that.
Kimpton, I have family in Philadelphia. We always stay at this one Kimpton, and I've challenged every employee in Philadelphia hula hoop challenge. They have good quality hula hoops like yours at this Kimpton in Philly.
Whoa.
The one right next to the Liberty. It's called Kimpton Monaco. There's two Kimptons in South Beach, Kimpton Boston. It's like a really good boutique hotel chain. They're pet friendly too. There's a Kimpton in Vero. I brought my dog one time. All right, Ben, we talked about Capri at Elizabetta's. Did I miss anything in West Palm? Oh, yes. We were talking about, it's technically not a bar, but the Restoration Hardware, which is like right in the middle of the road on Okeechobee, has a rooftop restaurant that is fabulous.
Yum.
You haven't been there? So it's like you're kind
I don't
of,
get out much anymore.
It's like
I'm in here in this room.
Oh, you need to get up on the roof. Let's make a rooftop
Raise
bar
the roof.
Here.
Raise the roof.
Emiliano just walked in. It's his studio that Janine subleases
Correct.
A podcast studio in. But let's make a rooftop bar here at Pixelworks. Right when we get done here, I'm going to talk about it.
I'm down.
I feel like we got a view of the train tracks.
Yeah, that's hot.
But whatever.
We can wave to the Brightline people and all the Tri-Rail people. Woohoo!
Yeah.
It's Friday. We could do it on like Friday.
Probably
evening.
See somebody get hit by the Brightline because that happens like once a week. Yeah. Brightline is if you're not a South Floridian, it's a high speed train. I think it's like the Virgin guy invented it, right? Branson.
Oh, did he? I don't know, but I took it for the first time. That's a whole other story.
They serve alcohol on the Brightline,
too. They
do.
And
the Miami station has, like, a bar that gets
going.
Oh,
yeah. It's badass. Yeah. Have you been there?
Yes,
it's so nice. It's like you're in an airport terminal.
I know. It's great.
It's so nice.
Yeah. All right. So let's go down to Delray now, because Delray has really caught on to this rooftop bar thing, and I'm so excited about it. So the Ray Hotel on Northeast 2nd Ave, a.k.a. Pineapple Grove, has a great rooftop bar called Rosewater. It's gorgeous, and you're literally in the sky. And even though you're, like, on 2nd Avenue and not really having a view of the water or anything, it's still magical up there. The pool is gorgeous. It's such a good vibe. I don't love that I feel like they didn't build enough bathrooms up there. I'm sounding like a Karen, but the line for the bathroom gets ridiculous there.
That is such a turnoff, though. Like, it really is, because when girls break the seal and when girls have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you want to keep us like, drinking, you got to keep the bathroom line down.
Exactly.
I went last Friday. Actually, I went for an innocent early happy hour at Rose's Daughter, which is, like, one of my faves. We sat at the back bar. Shout out to Nolan, the bartender there. We love him. He is the nicest. I would say he's one of the best bartenders in Delray.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Good to know.
Such a good.
Shout out, Nolan.
Shout out to Nolan at Rose's Daughter. We love him. So I had some wine there. And then, like, my friends were like, hey, are you out? So I ended up meeting up with, I don't know, 6 to 8 people. Me and my one friend were there. And then everybody else showed up from all walks. Some of my West Palm friends were in Delray for the night. So the back of Rose's Daughter gets hot. It's like a covered, like, it's outdoors, but it's covered. So it's like a tent almost. And they have fans, and I think they have a mini split, but it was getting warm. So we're like, you know what? Let's walk next door to the rooftop at the Ray Hotel. And it was gorgeous up there. Gorgeous.
Oh,
so nice.
Amazing.
It was breezy. It was, like, exactly what we needed.
Yes. 'Cause
it's the weather right now in South Florida. Is just, you can't beat it.
It's delicious.
Delish. Yeah, we actually left there and we checked out the new Bounce Bar, which is
Bounce.
Have you been to Bounce?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Bounce has a view of the train tracks, but I'm like, you know what? I was there late. It has a young thug
it's
vibe.
It's got good food. Have you had their, they have like a tuna nacho. Like
I know. I haven't eaten anything. I liked the outfits the bartender girls were wearing.
I'm obsessed with the little man on the bar. It's a whole thing.
Like, I didn't see a little man on a bar.
So there's a little person that
okay.
is a bartender there. And
oh, I didn't see him.
It's caused lots of stir because I want to hire him to do stuff at Pixelworks. And I've had all of my clients go there and take pictures. He does cartwheels on the bar. It's badass.
Oh, my. What's the
Joey the little person?
Little person is the appropriate.
Yeah, I like to say the M word. Joey the Bounce Midge.
Yeah. Does he get offended by that?
I don't know. I've
probably
never met him
not.
Yet. I've just seen video.
If he's a cartwheeling on bars bartender, probably not much offensive.
Badass, though.
Yeah.
I've been stalking him, and I've had all my clients stalk him, too.
I didn't see him, but I did. So there was, like, a lot of people that I know from Dell. A lot of locals were out checking it out. And I love how they did the garage doors. So
yep.
It opens up to the train tracks. They can be as loud as they want. It's, like, a perfect place.
It's fun.
For a good high-end sports bar. All right, back to the roofs. So Ray did it right. I'm a huge fan of the Rosewater on the Ray Hotel. I'm obsessed with the Opal Hotel, the former Marriott, on the corner of A1A and Atlantic Ave in Delray.
Ooh.
Just made a rooftop bar called Elevate.
Ooh.
That's on the roof looking at the Atlantic Ocean. So you have a beautiful view of the beach and you're right on Atlantic Ave. And it is so nice up there. And they have good food. And, like, the furniture, it's, like, it's so pretty. It's I would say, 10 out of 10 atmosphere, 10 out of 10 vibes, 10 out of 10 best views. I would say it's the number one.
I can't wait to go there. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's totally the number one for me.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my fave. Like, Prime Catch, probably, they call it Prime Island, was my number one favorite bar. I'd say Elevate at the Opal is up there.
Ooh, okay, I'm down. I have to go. That sounds like a great birthday party spot or something.
Yeah, and it actually says there's like a dress code. Like they don't, because it's right across from the beach, they don't want you like coming in a bathing suit and just being like a bomb. They want like a dress code. So they want people to look nice, even though it's across from the beach. Yeah, that's a killer spot. Killer spot. I hope it doesn't become like the young thug invasion. I appreciate
like
a young...
Like Clematis has turned out to be?
Well, like the Bounce kind of had. Bounce had a late night young thug crowd, which I appreciate when I'm on the train tracks and I'm in the mood for that. But this place is like more special, even though I'm not turning my nose up at a young thug.
But you and I are a little thuggish, ruggish bone.
I mean, thuggish, yes.
We love our dirty hip-hop music. So
I love me some bone thugs.
Me too. I love me some bone thugs. So I would say I'm a little hood.
Okay. Do you want to go with me? I'm recruiting someone. Nobody is as excited as I am. At the Hard Rock, this is a real crazy mashup. Red Hot Chili Peppers are coming, and Ice Cube is opening up for them. Don't you think that's an amazing 90s moment in time for the two of them? So Red Hot Chili Peppers also coming to West Palm, but not with Ice Cube. So you got to go to the Hard Rock.
Rooftop one at the Hard Rock, or are they
no
playing, like
the concert?
The concert.
Yeah.
When is
What's
that?
What's the rooftop at the Hard Rock?
Oh, my God. Speaking I saw of... Two Live Crew. There's a rooftop bar at the Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I think I've heard of this, but I have not been.
It is so badass. They've got...
Maybe they'll have an after-hours party.
You have to go. There's a pool. There's a stage. That's where... Can you imagine seeing Two Live Crew there? It was outrageous.
I love me some Two Live. I still have my cassette tapes, and I have a Two Live Crew. And my mom used to be like, what?
Yeah.
Are you listening to, girl?
My best friend and I, her dad. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My friend's tape was like broken in half because her dad was like, I refuse to have you listen to this music. And ever since then, I've been a huge fan. I've been following. But they didn't even look at me. I was like trying to, I was in the front row.
You wanted to be noticed.
And I was like, yeah, I'm the white chick, like doing my new town. And they couldn't have been more or less interested.
Okay, so let's go to Ice Cube and Chili Peppers. It's coming soon, so we got to get tickets. And then I also just want to say, so my mom always hated my music. And I remember when I got like the Chronic CD, like the Dr. Dre album. If you love listening to podcasts, I have recently been obsessed with James Corden, just started his own podcast. Have you listened to
it?
Okay, so he got some really good interviews, and he does Dr. Dre, who never talks to anybody. It was like such good. So it's called My Life or whatever. So I listened to the Kim Kardashian one, which was really good too. I actually got teary eyed on the Kim Kardashian one because she reads a letter that her dad had written to her, and it was so sweet. I got like sentimental about it.
Nothing about that woman makes me sentimental.
Okay. This, I had a moment. And then I also listened to Conor McGregor with James Corden. What an interesting guy. And what a good guy. He's a family man. He's married to like his childhood sweetheart. He's done a lot of good things. I mean, what he's told me when he was on the podcast was good. But the Dr. Dre, James Corden interview is phenomenal. Ooh, listen to it. Okay. It's not on Spotify. It's on something that I didn't have. Oh, it's on Sirius XM.
Oh, okay. They're okay.
They have a podcast thing now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's amazing. I think we did all the rooftop bars. Did I miss any? Oh, there's one secret location that I didn't tell anybody about. Two secret locations I'm going to talk about now that I'm thinking. So a good rooftop bar that's just a chill vibe is, if you just want to have a drink on a roof and not have a crowd, the Courtyard Marriott on Federal, south of Atlantic, but like on the northbound, on the east side of the street. Yeah. It's like blue and white. It's like a newer hotel.
Yeah.
They have a rooftop bar. Nobody goes there. They have fire pits up there. It's nice. You can see like the whole city. It's pretty.
Shout out to the rooftop Marriott.
I know. They haven't promoted it like a spot to go. Maybe like, I don't know, they're worried about liability or whatever, but it's definitely a chill spot.
I just, you know, I think alcohol and like heights are.
Yeah. I haven't heard of anybody jumping off of any of these places. All these people going to these places are happy.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I really hope so. I hope they make the walls high enough, like a prison a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So depending if you're a listener, depending on how cool you are, you may or may not know that there's a new speakeasy in Delray, too, that you have to have a password.
Is that the Avalon? Is that at the Avalon?
No. Avalon has a speakeasy, but that's not new. There's one in the wine room now that has a back door. And every day on the wine room Instagram story, they post the password. I think the night I went, it was like Babe Ruth or something. So you like knock on the door, you have to know the password. And then they have like all these crazy drinks. I ordered this drink that had, it was in a bathtub and it, like a little bathtub with a rubber duck in it, and it had like foam made out of Sauvignon Blanc or something. Crazy. It's so good.
I would attempt this.
Let's do it.
I would attempt it.
So that's in closing. That's my secret. Thank you for listening till the end. We weren't going to make this one too long. This was light and fluffy, no heavy. This was a nice light and fluffy, feel good, drink on a rooftop. It's Fry-yay.
Fry-yay.
Yes, hell yeah. Speaking of Ice Cube, it's Friday.
That's right. And I ain't got shit to do.
All right. I want to see Ice Cube. Have I ever seen Ice Cube? I've seen Two Live Crew. Have I ever seen Ice Cube? I saw Two Live Crew at Meisner Park with Method Man, Redman. Did you go to that one?
No.
Supposed to be DMX was the headliner, but that's when the fall of DMX started. He like checked in a rehab and then.
That would have been good.
RIP. I've seen DMX. I saw DMX at an old school hip hop concert in Connecticut at the casino. Was DMX performer like live? One of the best performers. He goes, he was probably smoking crack.
He was having some feel-good moments on stage, I'm sure.
He preaches. He does Bible verses and stuff. He is grateful and thankful, and he lets it. I love DMX. I love me some R.I.P. Very sad story, DMX.
For sure.
Yeah. Anyways, but I don't think I've ever seen Ice Cube. I don't think I ever have. And I've been to a lot of rap shows. All right, we're going to have to go check it out. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to send me a message, let me know if you have a favorite rooftop bar. You can always hit me up on Instagram at Allison Sullivan Realtor. That's Allison with two L's and a Y. Thank you so much, Janine, for hosting me today. I'm so glad I'm back in the mix with you. No more sabbaticals for me.
I'm back.
Remember
to follow, share, and leave Allison a 5-star rating because she rocks.
Oh, yeah. 5 stars, people. Let's do it. All right. Thanks again. Have a great day. Happy Friday.